Okay, welcome everybody to the March 14th, 2019 Port of Lopez Board of Commissioners regular meeting. So call this meeting to order, and we'll start with the approval of minutes from our last meeting and special meetings.
I'll make a motion we approve meeting minutes for February 14th in the special meetings, which got dated February 21, 25.
And I second that.
Any discussion on that?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, approval of vouchers and payroll.
We had a number of ads that were placed this month for the request for qualifications, of which 90% of that will be reimbursed by the FAA when we get around to getting the grant. And John Barr did a bunch of work around here cleaning up again. We're getting down towards the end of our Reed Middleton on the construction. The final has been submitted to the FAA, and they're reviewing it right now, and we'll look to approve our request for more money.
And that's the lighting?
Yes.
Project?
Yes.
So the same ads in Daily Journal and the Sun Publishing?
Right.
Just the two.
And the Sounder. I mean, Sound Publishing, Daily Journal of Commerce. Wasn't there another one?
That's the two I see.
Oh, no, under mine, Bellingham Herald. They needed a credit card payment.
Oh, so.
So I added that to my bill, yes.
That expense of the treasurer, is that leasehold?
No, it's the assessments that we get from the county. It's kind of like property taxes, but it's not really property taxes, but it comes in that bill.
Not sure I understand that.
Well, you have like your tax assessment, state and educational, mm-hmm. and then over on this side, there's all these little odd things like storm drainage and that stuff.
Okay.
So those assessments and fees are what we get hit with.
Okay.
So the port still pays those, just not the state and county.
Right. We don't pay
different
property tax, but we
right.
pay assessments.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I paid for the whole year up front rather than making two payments.
Right. But it's that amount. Okay.
I mean, it's what, $366?
Yeah.
Want to do 180 something twice, or just get it over with at 366?
Which line are you looking at?
Sevelon County Treasurer. Oh, no, he was talking about
360 something, not on the budget, it was on the...
It's put under miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Oh.
On the budget.
All right.
Do you have a copy of the budget or the financial report, Ken?
Yes. So does that close us out with Reed Middleton, did you say? Or
no, we have one more bill. You'll see where the bid amount was per category, and then you'll see that they've already earned, and there's a little bit left over on a couple of them.
All right, I see.
Okay. Yeah, I had a question about that when we get to the financial report.
Okay.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion?
For me.
Okay, all those in favor of approving vouchers and payroll, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, passes. Review of correspondence.
None.
Financial report.
Okay, we collected $5,800 in rent and $5,100 in property taxes. We still have approximately $5,000 out in receivables. The balance in our airport fund is just under $500. The balance in our port fund is $75,000, of which $60,000 is still in the investment pool, and the debt service fund has not changed at $1,590. So far, we have, unusually so, the revenues and the expenditures, we've already used 23% of both items with 77% remaining, so that puts us right in line for the year. And then I had to transfer $8,000 out of the port fund into the airport fund to cover the expenditures for this month.
Okay. So I noticed, so we had budgeted $350 starting, but we've got for our beginning net cash.
Right.
And we've got...
we had $11,700, basically, yeah.
That was rolled over?
Correct.
Oh, okay, good. All right. And then for that FAA grant of $135,000, how and when will we receive that balance?
Actually, the $15,000 there represents the ending of the master plan closeout.
Okay.
And the $135,000 on the budget is what we anticipate spending this year on the narrative update.
Oh, okay.
So there's basically a timing difference
there.
Yeah,
okay. All right, good. And I'm wondering, so you mentioned there's some outstanding rentals. Is that the unimproved land rental? Or where are we?
No, it's... You wouldn't see that in there. That's just something that's on QuickBooks.
Oh, okay. And I was just curious if we don't add tie-downs to our revenue sources, are those included in revenue sources?
Yes.
They are. And so why am I missing that?
Line 8 and 9.
Yeah, I see that, but I mean, in this summary on the...
Oh, because that's not unknown. These are all fixed ones that we actually know what's going to happen with.
Oh, okay.
And so then I use that in preparing the budget. And things like tie-downs and that type of stuff, parking fees, we really don't know what they'll be. Best estimate based on what we received in the prior year is what I use for the budget.
Okay. And then, so I was taking the total revenue and I subtracted the property taxes from that, and I got, ended up with a little over 100 grand. So that 100 grand would constitute revenue sources mostly of rentals and leases?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
That, for some reason, that seems much higher than it was.
Well, we have, on the budget, we have 67,000 for, on line 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then 14,500 on line 14. And then on the back side, we have just under 16,000 on the...
line 5.
The house.
All right, yeah. Okay, well, good. That's good. I'm glad to see that we're...
storage units would be on the...
That would be on line 10, the 67,000. Right.
Yeah. For some reason, in my mind, we were making slightly less in rentals than we were in property taxes, but I see we're making a bit more, which is promising. I like that.
Well, with the addition of Hangar A.
Yeah.
Now we have the CPI increases for the North Hangars. And the 3% annual increase for the cell tower.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Of the 5,000 receivables, is that billed but not due yet, or is it just...
No, late? Those are my usual slow people.
So slow.
Yeah,
okay.
There's three or four of them that you can count on every quarter.
Okay.
And then on line 55, the FAA unfunded improvements, is that was that for moving the end of runway signs?
No. Well, no, what that constitutes is the Reed Middleton bill, and then the advertising, the 10% for each one of those.
Okay.
And then the on line 51 is the other 90% of the costs.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good. Let's see, and then. Again, beginning net cash for the port higher than budgeted.
Correct.
Which is, I always like to see that. And then, so, another question. For the GO bonds, are those paid quarterly?
No, we have a interest-only payment on June 1st, and then December 1st is a principal and interest-only payment.
So you do two payments
a
year?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how it's set up.
Okay. And then you mentioned this $1,593 that keeps jumping around. Could you explain that?
That's just the leftover cash balance in the account.
Okay.
And
oh,
typically
I see.
What I do when we start collecting our property taxes in April, I will transfer some money over to the debt service fund and then put it in the investment pool and just kind of hold it there, knowing that on June 1st we have our interest-only payment.
Oh, good. Good. Okay, I should have seen that. I just, for some reason, didn't. Okay, do we have a motion to approve the... Okay, I'll remember that in another 5 minutes meeting. All right, so now we have a time for public comment. If anyone has any questions or comments.
I do.
Go ahead, Linda.
Very quick ones. The last time I was at the airport, I'll speak up. The last time I was at the airport, I noticed two dogs running loose, came up to the terminal building, and I know the fence was put in to keep deer off of the runway, and I'm wondering what the policy is or anything posted about dogs running loose?
Well, as far as I know, it's a county law that you can't have, you know, dogs ranging, so, as far as I know, it's not posted here. I suspect, and this is only a guess on my part, we've been having some problems with this one gate sticking open, and we've repaired it a number of times, and I would think maybe that's how they got in, or else they managed to get under something.
Okay,
and
out of the danger.
Yeah, oh yeah, very, very danger. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind calling me if you see that, and then we could try to come and get them or get... Yeah, call me. And
okay.
Yeah, they just shouldn't be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I noticed you're going to be teaching a class for economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the paper. And I forgot to write down the dates, but I think the court's okay for April, but do you have to change the schedule for May?
We're changing the schedule for April and May. We're going to have the meetings 2 hours earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 p.m.
And would you wish Krista, it's her birthday today?
Yeah, but you're really on top of it.
Birthday calendar, that's what he was.
Oh, right, right.
And you look so nice.
Oh, thank you.
Have fun.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to her party right after this. Steve? I mean Dan.
That's
sorry.
Steve over there.
Yeah, that's Steve. You're Dan. Okay.
So I noticed there was some construction here on the airport by Ben Thompson Construction. He did it. And I don't remember any discussion. And was this put out to bid, the work that Ben did?
No, it wasn't.
The rules have been changed. Anything under 40,000 doesn't go out to bid anymore.
This was $32,000, and that's pretty significant. So I know you don't have to, but you know when it's that much, shouldn't it go out to bid? And you know it looks like, you know, maybe somebody hired their friend instead of putting it out to bid. You know, $32,000, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
I agree, $32,000 is a lot of money. We had Ben. Well, Ken, speak directly. Yeah. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I can speak to it. We needed somebody immediately, and I knew that he was out of work right then and had just finished a big job and was hadn't started a new one. We had a sinkhole going where the people drive in for the storage units. There was a damage to a underground drain line. So we got him in here to do that, and that uncovered other problems like bare electrical wires in the ground that were shorting out to the ground. So we had him fix that along with electrician and Palco. And it kept growing from a fix the sinkhole to other things that were uncovered as we went. And so that's how it started, was it was sucking all the gravel through behind the storage units on Hangar C. And so it was meant to be about a $5,000 job to fix the immediate problem, and then more problems were discovered at the same time, and then we fixed some things that weren't emergency, but we had it all open at the same time. So yeah, it did grow from the original. And the reason he was invited, because we have several to choose from, but the reason he was invited was the other guys are 2 months out to get to us, or that kind of thing. So that was the reason for that choice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, the law says 40,000. These were pretty urgent safety concerns that kind of kept compounding on us. So, yeah. Anybody else? Okay, we'll have time for more public comment at the end of the meeting, just prior to adjournment. Okay, commissioner's report. Who'd like to start?
I did some repairs on the roof where roofs on Hangar C were pulling up from the wind. And so I just added a lot of screws on the leading edge, which is something we can do on all the roofs if we want to maintain these roofs for the long run, which I would encourage us to do. So mm-hmm. if we get an opportunity, I think just putting more screws in the leading edge, because Hangar B is just nailed down. And screws would be a good way to. And the other thing was the rain gunner. The snow had pulled down the rain gunner on B in two areas, and it wasn't a hard fix. And it's something we can do to reinforce. And there's straps that hook in and screw to the roof, which would also help hold the roof down. So it's not a hard thing to do. We can maintain these things and keep them going in the long run. So that was one of the repairs.
We need to put that on our next workday list. Ongoing list.
Who's going to keep that list? Looks like Ken's starting on right now.
That's what things to put on it.
So. Good, great, thanks.
That's all I have.
I had a meeting with a bunch of volunteers from last year's airport day a week or two ago. We met to see what might be going on for this year, who is going to be available to volunteer, and that kind of thing. So out of that, we came up with a list of items that need to be done. We need to place some ads. The events are lining up nicely. They're going to be a little bit different than last year. We've got volunteers basically agreeing to take on whole parts of events. So we've got a music event. The ads we need to place are for getting food vendors to qualify them. So I'll be working with putting an ad together for that. A couple of things that came up was Young Eagles was popular, but very difficult to manage while the rest of the show was going on there. And so we're thinking about possibly putting that off to another weekend. And just have the sign up for it at that time. That may hurt the attendance, it may not, I don't know. A couple of the things that would be different this year would be a drawing for rides for adults, because the adults were kind of feeling left out on no airplane rides. So maybe a drawing for four, and have, you know, if we get four pilots lined up to do that.
Old Eagles.
Old Eagles. Yeah. And then the food would be maybe a little bit different this year, in that we would invite maybe three vendors to come and sell food at the event, and we wouldn't charge a space fee or anything. So these are some of the ideas that are being thrown around at the first preliminary meeting of Airport Day stuff. So nothing's in concrete yet. It's just Bruce is really putting a lot of effort into it. We've got the same gal doing the artwork for us, and same guy's going to do the music for us again. And Family Resource Center is going to do a different event, but still manage all the kids' events, which was quite popular. So it's up and running, and we're just getting things organized as an early start. So. Mm-hmm. And we picked a date a long time ago. I think we mentioned it here before. So
yeah, good. Well, sounds like it's all. Oh, sorry, you have more on that?
No, that was Airport Day. Mm-hmm. The orchard down here, they are getting posts in. I see they've taken some of the gravel out, and so he's getting his fence lined up. I need to talk to him, because one of the sides is at an angle, the others are straight. I don't know. His corners are all straight except for one. So.
Yeah, okay, good. We want to make it. We want to look good.
He doesn't have any fence up. He's just got those corner posts, and those aren't concreted in, so I just need to find out what's going on there. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I did take a look at it. So that's my report.
Well, thanks for taking care of all that. And it's nice to have Bruce back organizing this too.
Yes.
And I've heard that Laura Adams might be volunteering, right?
I don't know. Oh, okay. She wanted to make a few changes, and basically is if those changes are going to happen, she would have to get involved.
Okay.
Well, I'm staying out of it.
It'd be nice to have her.
Yes, but my wife.
She has spoken up, and because some of the things, like Young Eagles was very popular, it was just a management issue on how to manage it and keep mm-hmm. the airport safe. It was we did really well keeping it safe, but it was still, Bruce couldn't be where he needed to be because he was flying. My plane, I didn't have the proper insurance yet. So I couldn't fly, and I was managing the parking people, and I got them on board too again. But yeah, so there's just some things we're looking at to make it run smoother.
That's between Bruce and you and my wife.
Yes.
I will be out there volunteering.
Krista says that Laura is the best volunteer for Turtle Lopez, so I imagine she'll do a good job there too. I just want to comment on the vendors thing. I kind of have mixed emotions about that, because I think the free brat is a draw as well, but it's an opportunity for vendors to make some money too.
It is an issue, because that may be what draw all the people out here, you know. And if we don't have it, you know, no free food, no people show up. The other side of it is, we are here for economic development. This puts money in pockets of vendors,
exactly.
You know, local vendors on the island, and we were going to spend the budget money that we've allocated elsewhere this year. Mm-hmm. Was the idea behind it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work for me, I have to go back to the free food. And it's, like I said, it's not set in stone.
It's worth a try for sure. We ended up breaking even with the free food, because even though the brats were free, everyone donated.
The donations covered.
Yeah, they covered.
Sure.
They covered more than enough.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks again for your work. Mm-hmm. I attended a webinar at home. for the RCO, which is a Recreation and Conservation Office of the state, and learned a bit about applying for grants for, I was specifically looking at dinghy docks for that.
Oh, nice.
I need to do some follow-up emails with them. I'm still tracking IOSA's progress, and they're making great progress. You'll see shortly some posters are going to go up, if they haven't gone up already, about there'll be meetings on each island to bring people up to speed on the reorganization of IOSA, and then also volunteers sign up for people to train and be available for oil spill.
You got a big spread in the paper on them.
Right, yeah, exactly, exactly. And I think you all know that the metal shed's gone.
Yeah, that looks good. Yeah, it looks really nice.
That only took, what, a year and a half?
Yeah, I walked that site, too, when I was checking on the orchard. Yeah, it looked pretty clean, so.
They did a nice job.
Okay, so next item, Commissioner's additions to the agenda. I wonder, since we don't have an old business thing, if I should just add the credit card thing to that right now. Does that sound okay?
Add credit card to old business or unfinished business?
Number three on old unfinished business.
Well, again, so number C on unfinished business. Okay.
I don't have any additions.
I have none.
Okay. All right. Then, okay, well, let's get into what for me is the most exciting part of the agenda. That's talking about hiring an airport manager. We had four very qualified applicants. Two of them I felt were maybe shoulders above the other two. And we met in an executive session to kind of compare. And one, after looking at all of their experience and qualifications, again, definitely edged out the other in a number of areas, government experience, PR, wealth of experience, and that gentleman is Rick Hoffman, who's with us here today. And
his wife.
Hi, I haven't met you yet. I'm sorry.
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Paul, good to meet you. So Rick just has a wealth of experience. Aside from having a master's degree in public administration, he has worked with countless state, local, and federal agencies. He's worked with other businesses. He's worked on his own. Rick, you told us that you started out pushing a broom at age 17 in an airport. So you've been around airports, and then you had a lot of experience with firefighting and filling tankers. Was that it?
Yeah, company I worked for did general aviation, firefighting, plus agricultural crop dusting. So got a little bit of everything in it.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess we, in those executive sessions, we could not make a formal decision, but I think we're all pretty happy with Rick's experience. And so do you have any comments?
Yeah, I was worried at the beginning that we had no responses to the ads for airport manager, and Orcas had 100 or something like that. But then when we did get the final four that we got, we probably could have worked with any of the four. And my feelings were the same, that there were two that stood out among the others. And then in talking with Rick, he just had everything we needed and a little bit more, and willingness to become a real part of this community. I mean, already becoming a major part of the community. The experience, I know some of the places he's worked. I used to live and work down there also, and sort of recognized them. So I was, at first I was kind of to the 50-50 on one or the other, but then as I started reviewing more of it, I became convinced that Rick was the person for the job, and it's a very part-time job as it is, but just thankful that he was willing to take that on. I'm in full support of it.
And same experience, same feelings both you had. But I think one of the things that really kind of knocked me out was when I did a reference check, and how strong Rick came across in the talking to people that have worked with him. So
Again, a great, perfect match, and I'm kind of excited about both of you get involved in our community, and that's what we want as an airport manager, that people know and see around, and I think this is going to be exciting for us.
Yeah, I'll piggyback. I called two of his references, and they both were, just couldn't have said enough good about him, so that really got me excited as well. I have to confess, I don't really know how to proceed with that.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we hire Rick Hoffman for our airport manager position, and that'd be effective immediately.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion, further discussion?
I think somebody's got the details more or less hammered out, and I assume those will be...
You'll get the actual contract.
So, and you guys have looked that over.
I've looked at the contract. There's a few things that, between you and Rick, you might change and modify, but mm-hmm. I think the general...
I think we got a couple of them already. The spelling was...
Okay. Yeah. I should remark on the contract. I wanted to keep it really simple. It ended up being 39 clauses.
It looked a little too formal to me.
I know. But, contracts are there for both parties, and to make sure that both parties are in agreement, yeah. Total agreement. And I did delete some clauses. I got this from some legal website. Yeah. And I thought, I deleted everything that I felt wasn't pertinent. And so that's what we have.
It looked pretty balanced from what I can tell, and that's the key to it. It's got to be fair and balanced. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm fine with, using this as your basic contract, and if you and him work
it
out,
can be modified,
you want to change stuff, that's between you two. Okay. No, I'm ready to...
Okay, then all those in favor of hiring Rick Hoffman as our new employee, say aye.
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 Aye. Great.
Congratulations. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. And then, so you're welcome to look at this, Rick, and just see if there's anything. You can take it home.
Has it changed since what you sent me?
No.
I went through it. It's basic, and I didn't see any problem. As Ken said, it's balanced, and I don't have any problem with it. I'm happy to sign it tonight.
Okay. Well, good. Then maybe after the end of this meeting, we can sign this.
Sure.
Great. Thank you. And welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working with you.
Yeah. We got to make a place for him at the table here.
We're pretty close here. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I have to just admit that Helen's done this job for 20 years, and I've just had this feeling in the pit of my stomach, how are we ever going to replace her?
Yes.
I know Rick has a lot to learn, but still, he's a great candidate. Helen's a great teacher, so.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Right. Premature judgment on that one.
No, we're pretty sure Rick's a good learner. So.
Okay, let's talk about the RFQs.
We received two proposals, one from Vowell and the other one from Mead Hunt, who was the engineering firm that did the primary work on our master plan before, so they're knowledgeable about...
Why don't you open that one?
Right.
These have to be open in public. That's why we're doing this now. And
I have Mead Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at $135,000 project starting in June.
That's an estimate by the...
Yeah.
Oh, so we've got a copy of
estimate. Yeah, there's copies for each one of you.
Okay, same here. Same here. And which is going to look at
our master plan, review our master plan again, with specifically focusing, wait a second, how do we get Norman's airplane on the cover of this thing? Anyway, specifically looking at the AWOS and instrument approach.
So it's a, just for everybody here, it's a update, narrative report update to the airport master plan. Airport layout plan update narrative report. Okay. So it's an update to our master plan.
Yeah.
And Jennifer from the FAA has kind of a schedule here she'd like us to follow.
Right, I saw
March, consultant and port develop the scope of work. In April, the FAA ADO reviews and concurs with the scope of the work. In May, the consultant submits a cost estimate. The port gets an independent fee estimate. The port repairs record of negotiations. The ADO approves the scope and the fee, and then in June, the grant will be issued and the work begins. So you need to select one of those.
What's our
for
schedule?
The April Jeez. Meeting, I think.
For
we probably
April.
Should have a special meeting.
Okay.
To go over this, because we don't know how long it's going to take for the FAA to review.
So looking through this, other than giving us general background, what they do, we're not deciding on a outfit because they're going to come in lower in cost.
No, that's something that has to be negotiated. It's
yeah.
like what we did with the master plan.
Yeah.
And Bruce got together with Reed Middleton.
Yeah.
And I can send you all a letter of the record of negotiation that we went through at that time.
Okay.
Right, so we're choosing between them based on their qualifications.
Correct.
Correct. And how they would work with us.
Yes.
Okay. Which we just
and
did.
Which we just...
I know. This seems redundant. It's unfortunate that we have to go through this.
Well, it's a step we have to go through, so...
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, do we need to make this decision tonight?
No. You guys need to look over that paperwork
okay. Thank
and
you.
See... Yeah. Who it is that you feel would be best.
Okay.
And I would think within a week we should probably have a special meeting so
okay.
we can get moving forward.
Yeah.
So we need to make this decision
by the end of the month.
No, they got to negotiate the
The scope consultant of work. And port develop a scope of work.
Yeah, we need to make this decision.
Oh.
Soon.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
A week at the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe less. I know I haven't seen these, so I don't know.
Calendar.
So, yes, and I'm going to be gone from Tuesday for a week.
Oh. Okay.
We've worked with Reed Mead Hunt. We know them quite well.
Yeah.
And we've already researched Dow.
And right.
And
yeah.
we know what we researched and why we chose Dow. So,
right, we just went through a complete thing on Dow. Was Mead Hunt in the last go round too?
No, they were not.
They were not, okay.
But,
no, it was Reed.
Okay. Yeah,
so Mead Hunt.
But part of the reason why we left our last engineering firm was the service we were getting from Mead Hunt, which wasn't good.
Who is their subcontractor?
Right,
yes,
right. Right.
Which we
okay.
were not happy with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we should look through these, but I mean, I'm already, I've got to be honest with you, I've already reviewed this company, and I already worked with this company, and I know why, I know this, they didn't do the job for
yeah,
us.
Yeah,
they should have done.
I just recognized some of the people in here, that's why I was confused on
yeah,
who they were, because we were dealing with them as a
yeah.
subcontractor to Reed Middleton.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, just to be clear, then, we need to choose... The engineering firm, and then we need to come up with a scope of work, or we need to choose them and ask them to come up?
Work with them to do a
to
scope,
do
work.
Scope of work. Okay.
They would
okay.
probably do the bulk of it, and that would probably be what Rick's going to be dealing with them.
Okay, so...
I don't know that there's not a reason you couldn't make a decision tonight if you're...
True.
It's like you're... You're two-thirds of the way there, at least.
I don't have any... I mean, we're going to read... You can read through this stuff, but we really read through
It's just self-promotion, essentially. It's self-promotion and his background and, you know, the people that they have working for him and that kind of stuff. And we just did that for a long time with others, and the one reason we didn't go with Meat Hunt. So I'm leaning towards towards Dal myself. Well, should we have a special meeting to discuss the fine points, or are you comfortable making a decision tonight?
I'm not going to. I can't imagine how what I would have know differently than. I mean, I know these two firms quite well at this point.
Mm-hmm. We did extensive checking on references. We did extensive checking on projects for this one. And this one we did through their main
experience.
Contractor. We just did this whole thing.
Well, I don't want to rush anything, but I feel comfortable making a decision right now.
Helena, I mean, it's on the agenda, I think.
Oh, no, they can make a decision. I just wanted to give them the opportunity to review versus just jumping in there and say no.
Yeah, we run a special meeting and we spend taxpayers' money to say what we already know.
But that's my point. I was just checking with you. It's on the agenda. So
right,
they
yes,
can make a decision.
Yes.
I mean, I know how I feel about this place. Meat Hunt was
and some of the things that this is for, we've already discussed when we were, because I thought that last decision was going to cover the stuff that this has to cover. Mm-hmm. And so some of my decision making on who we picked and on the last go around was based on some of this that's coming up. The AWOS and the instrument approach, and
exactly.
I'm comfortable with this company handling those. So,
me,
I'm not sure I need another week.
Let's vote on it tonight.
Well, I'll make a motion that we stick with Dal, and I'll say that I voted for Dal as our regular engineer because they convinced me that they could. Successfully get an AWOS and an instrument approach in here that did not encroach upon our neighbors. Mm-hmm. And that was a big issue to me, and Dow was one of the companies that convinced me that they could do it. So so I would recommend us going with Eric as the engineer there and with Dow.
What do you think, Ken?
Yeah, I will second that. I just saw their section here, and they're just copying the same thing we had last time on that. But I would second it.
Okay, so we have a motion to hire Dal for the for this master plan narrative. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, right. So the next step is to work out the scope, and probably one of the commissioners should spend some time with Eric, and I'm going to be away, so I don't know.
No, I'm just going to move that you spend time with Eric.
Okay, I'm going to be I'm going to be in Key West
if you would, because you know more about it than I do. But I can start it with him so that we don't have delays.
Yeah, and then we can contact Eric, and Eric will probably drive the most of this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a good way to also introduce Rick to Eric.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah. Because I want to make sure Rick's involved.
Yeah. And as I think you pointed out in one of your other meetings, I'm gone from the 25th to the 1st.
Yeah.
But then
the sooner we could start on it, then if Rick and I can start with Eric, get him the process started, then if we need you to jump in on it too, then you're available afterwards for that.
Yeah, I'll be glad to help.
So I'll contact Dal and Meat Hunt and let him know the decision.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll do that tomorrow first thing, and let him know that Kevin will be contacting Eric initially, and Rick will be involved because Steve's gone and Steve may take over or whatever.
Yeah, and if we can handle it, fine. If not, I just know Steve's got more. He's been into it deeper than I have, but I would like to get it started sooner than later.
So. Yeah. I'm sorry, what dates are you gone, Steve?
It's coming Tuesday for a week.
Okay.
I don't know the numbers.
Okay.
That's the 19th.
Okay.
Okay. 1926, okay, good. Well, great, that's good. It was easier than I thought.
We like easy.
Well, because we spent weeks and weeks.
I know, right? we spent a long time.
It seemed completely redundant to me, and I echo your sentiment, Steve, about going with Dowell originally, because we felt that they were the team to do the AWOS and everything. So. Okay, then moving on to the new edition C credit card. So I had a good talk with Henley at the county auditor, and I got the impression she was a little surprised that we didn't already have a credit card. But she said essentially, and I should backtrack a little bit. I read all of the MRSC data, dissertation, whatever, on credit card use policies, and then specifically the one that San Juan County has for credit cards. Mylene said that they would be good guidelines for us. We're not bound by them, but it would be a good way, use them as a guideline. She did mention credit cards should not be used for meals or gas, but there's plenty of other, ways that we can use them. And then she suggested Islanders Bank, essentially, which is a subsidiary of Banner Bank, that the county has their credit card through them. They find them really easy to work with. And the other thing that's good, if there's any issue about a payment or whatever, they can just walk over there and talk to somebody. And instead of, geting calling and being on hold with some large
both the thing. County can walk over and we can walk
over. So she recommended contacting somebody in Friday Harbor, but I thought, well, maybe we should just contact somebody here at this branch first. Okay. And then the other thing she said was that Helen or Rick would just send the total, that we keep all the receipts, we keep the statements, etc.
That's what we do now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Seems pretty simple, so I guess I would be one of Rick's first responsibilities, or soon, to, and maybe Rick, maybe you and I could just go to the bank together sometime when we both have time, and then talk to him about it. And
plus, one thing when you set it up, though, try and make the cutoff date so it jives with our ability to pay the bill on, approve it on the 14th, or the second Thursday of the month. So make it, if you can have a due date like around the 25th or something along that
most
of every
banks
month.
Banks can set that date.
Yeah.
I don't know about Islanders, but most banks can.
Okay, so you better write that. No, she says the 20 around the.
Well, just make sure that whatever. Okay, our latest date for meeting is the 14th, and so the checks are usually out the following week, which would be around the 21st. So then, that would then have the mailing time, et cetera. So I'm thinking, if you have around the 25th, 28th, or whatever the month, then there'll be adequate time. But then you have to make sure that you receive the statement prior to the meeting also.
Yeah, so you what would you want just your... prior to the meeting and the payment due date before, late enough that we can get it paid out by the county.
Well, we can always get the statement online, I would imagine.
Yeah, they can do it electronically.
Yeah. So what do you think would be an ideal statement date?
Well, you'd have to look and see when the earliest meeting, I think is on the 8th of the month.
The 8th.
And the latest meeting is the 14th. So sometime before the 8th.
Okay.
I'm guessing the county has the same problems that we do.
So probably.
If the county's... through there, that there's a way they could be flexible with a public agency.
Right.
Nope.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to look into that too. And I could also call Mylene back and ask when their date works for them.
Yeah, they don't be there. Their meetings may not be the same.
Yeah, they might not be. Yeah. And I know the land bank, they do it differently. They review the budget from the previous month. So they've got a big lag. I don't know how that works.
you have to pay a lot of late fees.
I have no idea. I have no idea how that works. So, okay, do we have any new things?
No, can't.
What?
Can't. We didn't have any. I did notice Dow put that drawing in that we made him.
You mean Mead Hunt?
I mean Mead Hunt put that drawing in. That drawing in that we made him pull out of our master plan.
I noticed. That's the, I went back and looked.
I mean that's enough not to use. They didn't get it.
Yeah.
Are we adjourned?
They don't pay attention.
Yeah. No, we're not adjourned.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So
public comment. That's right.
We have nothing under new business. We have another opportunity for public comment. Dan.
You have Steve. Helen, can you give me the
36.5.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yeah, could you wear a name tag next month, please?
Yeah, we're.
I wrote down my questions, but I forgot where I wrote them. I'd like to welcome Rick and Michelle. Thank you. I'm Linda, and I'm sort of the bird. Is that what? But, and then how long have you folks been on Lopez?
June. Yeah, huh? We bought a year ago Christmas and moved up full time in June.
Fabulous. Are you either of you a pilot?
I'm a lapsed pilot. I'm 32 years out of biannual review. So. but I was a pilot and was active quite a while ago.
Sounds very exciting for these commissioners to.
Yes.
Commissioners to know that you have all that talent.
Yeah, he's got a ton of it. Yeah. One thing I didn't mention was he has hands-on experience, maintenance and heavy equipment and that kind of thing. So that also, yeah, so we can go ahead.
And how many hours will be working?
We're going to start with, originally we were thinking 12 hours per week, but it varies so much, so it'd be, 48 hours a month, roughly, or give or take, and an average of 12 a week, but it's flexible.
That basically replaces the hours that Helen averages currently.
Okay, well, if there's no other, are we comfortable adjourning this early?
Yes.
No, this is longer than last week.
I know, by 7 minutes.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Okay. Good meeting, people.
Let's